Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed day in the Lord. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. And for those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordsman@gmail.com, at G-O-D-S. W-R-D, number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. Before we go any further, let us pray. And so once again, wherever you listen to me at, I ask that you would join in with me in prayer and let us petition the Lord together for His Spirit to be with us tonight. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, we humble ourselves before You, Almighty Creator. You are the all-wise one, and no one's wisdom is greater than Yours. We petition You once again in humility for the presence of Your Spirit to be with us tonight, because, Lord, we need Your Spirit. And, Lord, we need Your Spirit to speak thus into our heart. Speak the word of revelation, the word of truth. We need Your Spirit to point, lead, and guide us this day. And, Father, we ask that You will unveil the truth before our eyes. And, Father, I pray for everyone that's listening, that You would touch them. And those who are in the Masonic order, that You would touch them and reveal the truth unto them as they listen to this message. And Lord God, we just thank You. And Lord God, we give You glory and honor and praise in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Father, we thank You. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Thank God for another blessed day in the Lord. We are still on a series concerning Masonry, but we're going to deal with a new section tonight. It is called Masonry is Not Christianity, Salvation. Salvation. Now, for those of you that are listening, you said, well, what is this about? Well, I want to give an opening scripture from the word of the Lord, Jesus Christ sending His word through His angel, the Elijah, and I want to read a verse out of the message that is called the 48th message, which is the 48th time that Jesus sent His angel with a message to His people today that will be of the bride. As mentioned in Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 4, the angel of the Lord is also called the messenger of the Lord in Malachi 3, known as the resurrected John the Baptist, known as that prophet from Deuteronomy 18 and in Acts chapter 3. And this message was sent out June 17, 1940. Once again, I don't mind giving you dates because I want you to ask God about it. I'm not trying to be secretive, trying to hide anything. In fact, the Lord told, for those who have accepted this word from the Lord Jesus, He told us to tell the people of this work He's doing in these last days. Let them choose and let them come to Him. Point you to Him. And that's what I'm doing. Amen. But this is what He said in one of the verses. He said, "Be ye confident, one and all. Let not your hearts be troubled. The Lord is mindful, and He knoweth the desires of each heart. He will bless you and cause you and cause that you may have great joy. All ye that obey His will, for in Him is salvation." In who? In Jesus. That's true salvation. That's deliverance. Okay? Deliverance from what? Anything. Sickness. The greatest of it, hell, and the lake of fire, brimstone. In Him. In who? In Christ. Is deliverance. Now, the last section of the series I have been reading to you about one of the Masons, or what they said about Freemasonry, that how Freemasonry excludes Jesus from their lodges. And that's true. And I know some of you who are Masons who's listening to this, you know it's true. You know you don't know how to talk about Jesus in no logic. Okay? But anyhow, he talks about how they Freemasonry excludes Jesus from the lodges. And another thing that Freemasonry teaches, and they send a call. Once again, for those of you that's listening that are Masons, and I told you one thing, this message especially go to Christians who become Masons. And some of you may sit there and say, man, this stuff you talking about, they ain't never said that to me. I ain't never seen it. Blah, blah, blah. You're lying. Well, I can believe you when you said they've never told you and you ain't never seen it, because that tell me at what level in Masonry you are. Because once again, and I say it again, if you've been listening to the broadcast since I first started this series overall, I read to you what one of the big shot or the big time Masonic members, Albert Pike, said, that unless you are an adept, a sage, or elect, that means especially of the higher level Masons, you are purposely given false interpretation, false understanding, all of that on purpose, because you have not made yourself worthy to get the truth, the real truth. And that's what Albert Pike said. Okay. So I can believe you if you said, well, I hadn't heard this, haven't seen it. But I guarantee you, if you search this thing out or you start saying, hey, I want to go higher in Masonry, you're going to find out about it. Amen. But Masonry also teaches concerning Jesus that, and this is what they also teach, that if you pay your dues, okay, and do good works, this will guarantee you heaven. And that you don't, you can get there without the need for Jesus' grace. Wow. Did you get that? I said, did you get that? So that's why y'all don't talk too much about Jesus in your lodges, hardly, if hardly at all. Okay? And see, to the Christian who's listening, who became a Mason, see, this is what you came in agreement with when you joined the Masonic Order. That good works and paying your dues, you know, the money, will guarantee you heaven. And you don't need the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to go to the Word of God to see what the Word of God has to say about that. Okay? Amen. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And once again, I want to say to those of you who may have just come in on this series, this is not the very beginning of the series. I actually first started this series, I think it was last Sunday. No, I think it was the Sunday before that, about 2 weeks ago. And this is what I say to you all, to you all that have just joined in. I encourage you to listen to this thing from the beginning. And the reason why I encourage that is because sometimes when you come in the middle of something, toward the end of something, you don't get the whole thing out of that you need to get. You know, I'm going to make this analogy once again, and those that have been listening know I have made this analogy. It's just like I tell people about Sunday school. Don't go there late or go there close to the end, because you're not going to, if you do that and you run in there late or run in close to the end, no, you ain't going to get no understanding from it. This is why you see so many people when they run to Sunday school late and you all in there and the preacher is teaching and all that, they sitting around looking, eyes bucking, wondering what y'all doing, what y'all on. And then when they find out what y'all led in the Bible, they still lost because they don't know overall what you're talking about. That's why you need to do your due diligence to be on time. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage any of you who are just coming in on the broadcast. Don't get me wrong, I want you to listen to this tonight, but I want to encourage you to go back, and you should see a God's Word of Man logo on your left. You can click on it. It should take you to the episodes or the past episode and take you back to the beginning of when I talk about this, about Masonry. And I'm going to encourage you to go back and listen to it. Now, Ephesians chapter 2. Now look in verse 8 and 9. Now look what the word of God says. And on your time, read this whole second chapter. Read the whole second chapter. But look what he said. He said, "For by grace are you saved." Uh-oh. They said, now without the grace, you didn't have to have the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to make it to heaven, to be saved. Here, the Apostle Paul says to the Christian at Ephesus, by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So when they teach that paying your dues and doing good works to get you into heaven, no, you're saved by grace, unmerited favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. See, it was nothing. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people say, well, what you saying? We don't supposed to do no good works. No, I didn't say that. But the good works you couldn't just do to get you in without having the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, without accepting his grace, you couldn't get in. I don't care what you did, because your spirit man still had the sin nature in it. Okay? And plus, once again, notice what Paul said, not of works, lest any man should boast. If God would have left, you doing good works would be just the way you get into heaven without accepting the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will brag on yourself. You understand what I'm saying? You will literally brag on yourself. I talked to some sinners through the years, and when I talk to them about being saved, you know, one of the first things they do, they run a quick resume by me. I don't drug, I don't smoke, I don't blah, 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 I don't do this, and I do good to people. All that to keep from having to say, I don't need to accept Christ. I'm good, I'm okay, because I do these good works. Well, your own righteousness is like filthy rags, like the word of God said. And here Paul pointed out that, hey, if it was up to works, you will brag on yourself. That's why he said, not a works, lest any man should boast. And he ain't talking about boasting on God neither. Boasting on yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's go to Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15. Thank the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 15. Hallelujah. Now look what else a Paul witnessing here, the book of Acts. Now listen, look at what he says. Acts chapter 15, verse 11. The word of God said, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Hallelujah. So that's how you get to heaven. Born again people is the one get to heaven. And you can't get there without receiving the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and believing on Christ Jesus. You can't get there without that. Amen. So your good works per se was not going to be the main thing, or couldn't be the main thing to get you into heaven. Okay? Amen. Excuse me. Despite of what Mason tell you, the Masonic order teaches you and tells you that, hey, pay your dues and do good works and you're guaranteed heaven. Nope, that is not how it works. Because once again, if God would have left it like that, you would brag on yourself. See, God has to get the glory. Excuse me. Lord Jesus has to get the glory, okay? Not man. That's why Paul said, not a works, lest any man should boast. And he says here, we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. If it wasn't for his grace, the shedding of his blood, him being the mediator, it wasn't for all of that, being the reconciler. If it wasn't for all of that, sorry, you can't get in. Not me, not you, or anybody else. Amen. See, many times what throws many people off and they look at, quote, the good works and don't investigate and see what is the center core of this organization? What is the center core of this society who claim to be doing these good works? In other words, what is the center core? If you are a Christian, let's put it this way, you would say, what is the center core about them in connection with Jesus? What do they believe? What do they say? See, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't care what, quotes, good works you call yourself doing. I don't care if you're giving to the poor per se. But if your center theme is that Jesus is not Lord and Jesus can't do nothing for me and all that, then guess what? I am not joining you. Amen. Because Jesus has to be uplifted. Because, see, you'll be doing this thing to get pride and glory for yourself. That's why the Masonic order do not uplift Christ. You do not find the Masonic order uplifting Jesus. You can counsel that. Because once again, if you do your due diligence and your study of this Masonic organization, start digging deep and study, you will find out as a Christian, you will find out that where their foundation is, what they stand on, what they believe is contrary to the word of God. You'll find that out. No one else could get us to heaven. Moses was a prophet of the Lord. He couldn't get me to heaven. David was a prophet of the Lord. He couldn't get me to heaven. He was a prophet of the king. He couldn't get me to heaven. Isaiah was a prophet of the Lord. He couldn't get me to heaven. None of the prophets and so forth could shed the blood for me. None of the prophets, their grace couldn't get me to heaven. Having faith on them and through them couldn't get me to heaven. Come on, Christians, we got to wake up. This thing is boiling down to Jesus or not. Some of y'all is trying to compromise so you can keep your buddies. But this thing comes down to Jesus or not. That's what it's coming down to. It ain't coming down to your skin color, your gender. It ain't coming down there. It's coming down to whether it's Jesus or not. Amen. Glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at verse 15. In this fifth chapter, one of the things it talks about is Adam and how through Adam, sin, the sin nature, and death, the curse, came into this world. Verse 15 said, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace. What? Eternal life, salvation. By grace. Glory, which is by one man, who? Jesus Christ, have abounded unto many. Not Hare Krishna, not no Hindu God, not no Elijah Muhammad, none of that. It was Jesus. Through him. The grace came from him. Salvation through him. Okay, not by your, quote, good works and you paying money. See, that's what's going on with a lot of churches today. They think that what makes you okay is how much money you put in the collection plate. And sad to say, some of the poor appear to treat you like you okay because you put the most money in the collection plate. Yeah, some of them be eyeing their collection plate. Don't think they don't. They do. And the one that puts the bigger amount of money, they get a lot of pull in the church. Oh, okay, you don't think so? Okay, well, you keep watching. You'll see. Amen. True salvation. This is why, especially here in the West, in America, whenever, just most of your funerals, sometimes almost all of them, everybody's going to heaven. Oh, Joe, that when you minister to Christ to him, he cuss you out and cuss Jesus and tell you he didn't want. Jesus, and you went to him two or three times, told you the same thing every time. He going to live his life and all that. Now Joe had died, and we put him in heaven. We had a funeral, cried, Joe, but he's up there at the pearly gates. And I'd be like, the same Joe that was cussing Jesus, said he didn't want nothing to do of his own free will. He didn't want nothing to do with Jesus, and he in heaven? Why? And then we give the story, you know, I had no money, and Joe gave me some money, you know, and Joe bought me a new car, Joe did this and that. So we all center on his works. And we put him in heaven because of his works. But the same one had rejected Jesus, told you he didn't want nothing to do with Jesus, don't care for Jesus, with the cussing and everything, but we put him in heaven because Joe, when we were broke, Joe came to the house and gave us $500. And because we call Joe a good old fellow. Joe was a good old fellow. Now Joe died, he's in the pearly gates. How are we going to put Joe up there? You know who's in heaven? People that are obeying Jesus. The last person in heaven that didn't want to obey God, him and his buddies got kicked out. After that, you don't read nothing about angels still up there in the third heaven with the Lord, rebelling in their own little room by themselves in their own little group. Ain't none of that going on. It's some obeying going on up there. So how is we putting Joe in heaven when Joe didn't even want to obey Christ? His spirit man wasn't born again. He is not in heaven. So here, I tell you this. Salvation and grace must come through the one and only Jesus Christ. Nothing else. It's not going to come through your money. It's not going to come through your works. You have to accept Jesus Christ as Lord. And Christians, you need to hear today, it's coming down to whether it's Jesus or not. Too many of y'all compromising. You're thinking that if you keep your mouth shut, you don't have to say nothing, everything goes smooth. But I'm telling you, and you can mark my words on it, the day finna come, you finna be confronted on that decision making right now. And you either gonna stand up and say, hey, no, man, it got to be Jesus. Or you go to clam down and say, you know, the Lord loves you, and, you know, whoever you choose, he still loves you. My God, we done ran the love thing into the ground. It's just pitiful. Now, verse 17 says, in Romans chapter 5, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. You got to receive the grace of God and believe on the Lord Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? You got to receive. You can't tell me, well, I don't need it. I'm just going to pay my dues, my monthly dues, and do good works. We're going to go out there. We're going to give to the poor. That's going to be enough to get me in heaven. No, you don't. Here's the thing, people. You don't make up the rules to get there. Just like you don't want nobody making up rules on how to come into your house now, do you? How would you feel if somebody made up rules on how to get into your house? The first thing you're going to do is probably stare at them some hard. We probably have to pick you up and pull you away from them. When they telling you, say, well, this is how I'm going to get in your house. Okay? You got to understand, God makes the rules on how to get in his house. You don't make those rules. Okay? Once again, just like you don't want nobody making rules on how to get in your house. Okay? I guarantee you, the first thing you'll tell them, man, are you crazy? How you going to make some rules to get in my house? And so here the Masonic order tells you, so you get to heaven by paying your dues and doing good works. That ain't how Jesus said it. That ain't how you get saved. It got to be by grace through faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Grace through faith. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go back to Acts chapter 4. Let's look at another one right here. Scripture here. Acts chapter 4. Amen. I'm going to let Peter drop this bombshell on anyone that want to teach that, hey, I don't have to receive the grace of Jesus Christ. I don't need his grace. I just need to pay my dues and do good works that I get in heaven. Well, I'm going to let Peter drop this bombshell on you. Okay? And when he dropped this on, you can call it braggadocio or whatever, but see, my God can back up what he say. Amen? Now look what it says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Get this. He said, neither is there any. In fact, let's back up two verses. Let's go to verse 10. Verse 10, and we're going to go to verse 10 to 12. Acts chapter 4. He said, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised up from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. Wow. For there is none other name. Woo, no other name under heaven given among men whereby man can be saved. Ain't no other name, people. It's Jesus or not. Hallelujah. Well, that just does something for my spirit right there. See, I serve the true and living God who's the strongest, who can protect me, who can back me up. That's who I serve. And my God said there is none other name. None other name. You can't go to heaven in the name of the Masonic organization way. You can't do it. When they sit up there and tell you, say, hey, pay your dues, do good works that get you in heaven. That ain't what Jesus said. So the Masonic order is calling themselves making up rules how to get into God's house. That ain't working. Once again, you don't want nobody making up rules how to get in your house. Okay? So God ain't going to let you make up no rules how to get in his house. He told you that there's no other name given under heaven, given unto men or given among men whereby men can be saved. And see, that's one of the things wrong with us in Christianity. We have gotten off that mark. We're trying to not offend people, so we won't bring up Jesus' name. You know, here in the world, they say, well, we don't mind you praying to God. You can say God. But when you start saying Jesus, you are violating constitutional rights. You are offending people. And so the church started listening to that. And now we hold off the name of Jesus because I don't want to offend them. Really? I say really. Okay. So how they feel takes precedent over what Christ commanded you to say, right? That's what you're telling. Amen. That's what you're saying, right? Well, guess what? Those same people who you value their feelings over the command of God can't save you from hell. And they can't save you from the second death of the lake of fire and brimstone. They can't save you. It was not those people who blood was shedded for you. It was not those people that who came down in his mighty power, walked this earth in the flesh, allowed himself to be beaten, mocked, and spit upon, and then hung upon the cross to be crucified for you. It was not those people that did that. It was Jesus that did that for you. And now you holding back from preaching Christ because you don't want to offend somebody. Well, guess what? I love you, but you just got to be offended because I'm going to preach Christ. And here he said, there is no other name. No other name whereby man can be saved. No other name. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. No other name. You. I don't care who you think of. I don't care who you come with. No other name whereby man can be saved that'll get you into heaven. Ain't no other name. You can search and search and search all you want to. You're going to come up blank and empty. Okay? Hallelujah. Let me read a scripture to you from the word of the Lord. The 81st message that Jesus sent out through the Elijah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You sent this message out March the 30th, 1965. Amen. Listen to what he says here. He said, remember the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, and the life. No other way. No other way can mankind be saved. And that in the life of the flesh, this life of probation only, Mankind chooses this day what his destiny shall be in the hereafter, in the resurrection, in this lifetime. See, in this lifetime, you two choose what your destiny going to be. It's not going to be, quote, in the afterlife that you get to choose, say, hey, I want to go to the good place. No, you choose now. And the choosing come by you accepting Jesus or if you reject him. That's going to tell where your destiny will be in the hereafter. But he said there is no other way. No other way that mankind can be saved. No other way, people. No other way means exactly what it means. No other way. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you got not only Masons, but the other organizations telling you how to get to heaven. And in their telling, always try to get you to bypass Jesus. You know, just bypass him. You're going to get to heaven by bypassing. Well, guess what? Here's the news for you. Jesus is in heaven. And so you call yourself bypassing him, you can't go where he at. And plus, the God the Father is not going to have y'all in no separate room. Well, Jesus, they don't like you, so I'm going to keep y'all separate. They're going to stay on the west end of heaven. You stay, Jesus, here on the east wing. Ain't none of that happening. You can counsel that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing happened. There is no other way. No other way. No other way, no other name you could come with beside the name of Jesus. And you have to receive his grace. You have to receive the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, once again, some of you, well, you know, they ain't never said it. Well, no. But once again, move on up the ranks and you'll find out. Or start asking your questions now. And see what they tell you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so to them, hey, pay your dues, do your good works, boom, bam, you get you in heaven. You in there. Wow. Boom, you right up in heaven. They done made the rules of the game themselves, okay? Well, as you see here in the scripture, that ain't God's rules. See, people wants to do some things they call in the Lord to, they want to do it their own way. Or now they want to choose their own way how to get to heaven, how to get into God's house, okay? Now, once again, think about it. How many of you would be offended? Be honest with you. Be honest with me. How many of you would be offended if you knew that somebody was talking to other people or even saying in front of you, making up rules on how to get in your house or making rules in of your house that's not their house? How would you take it? Yeah, exactly as I thought. You would explode like a firecracker. Some of us will. Others might, like I said, you might stare at them so hard with your eyes buffed, we might have to pick you up and carry you away from there. Because you'd be thinking, wait a minute, man, you got the nerve to try to make up rules of my house? And then make up rules to people on how to get in my house? You know, if you lay down the rules of the game from your house and somebody else come up and make up rules who not of your house, to get in your house, of course you would be upset, okay? Or of course you'd be looking at them and say, man, what's wrong with you? How you gonna do that? Well, guess what? God's the same way. You think God ain't asking up in heaven? Now, how y'all gonna make rules how to get up in my house? I didn't lay down the rules for anyone who accept these rules how to get in my house. But this Masonic organization and all these other organizations have made up their own rule on how to get to heaven. That ain't working. It ain't working. You follow the Masonic order rule, you're not going to hit heaven. You're not going to hit it. You're not going there. It'll take you another route. And that's a route that you sure don't want to go. I listen to some of these macho guys, especially these young folk guys. And ain't all young guys now, but especially the young guys who always say, I ain't afraid to die. Because they hard, you know, I ain't afraid to die. And I know when they're talking, they're just talking about one death that they know maybe of or concerning is the natural death. Because if they have any kind of little inkling of where spiritual death takes you, first off, we ain't going to talk about the lake of fire brimstone. First off, hell. If they had any inkling, some of them probably would choke on their own spit when they say that, okay? And be like, I'm sorry. Because they don't know what they're talking about. And all that kind of talk don't impress me. And it sure ain't going to impress those demons when they start toying me and you. You talking about, man, I'm a hard. And you can't hurt me. Okay? You can't hurt me. Watch you squeal like a baby and cry like a baby and yell and holler like a baby when you're tormented. This is why God is having the gospel preached to you that you may accept him to be delivered from that. No one else can deliver you from it. No one else has supplied the grace that you needed to receive in order to be delivered from it. No one else could do it. All these other religions don't be claiming they die. Their leaders out there dying for your sins and all that. They don't claim that. They let you know you're on your own on that. Amen. Hallelujah. They ain't claiming that. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory to the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't mind preaching Christ. I see, my personal prayer to the Lord today is, Lord, prepare me even more. For me to sit up here before y'all and act like I'm all together there yet, I'm not. I know I'm not. I know God is still doing some work on me and prepare me, because guess what, people? We ain't seen the hardest of the times yet. We ain't seen it yet. Some of you think that because you're going through some trials now, don't get me wrong, I understand some of you are going through trials, tribulations, but you thinking that you've seen the hardest yet. You ain't seen the hardest hit times yet. You ain't even seen the greatest havoc yet to come yet. The Antichrist ain't even showed up yet, okay? And see, I want to be ready for that, people. Once again, I don't want to be running all out, doing my own thing, not getting together with the Lord so he can help me prepare for this thing that's coming. Because if this thing hit and I'm not prepared, guess what I'm in danger of? Turning Jesus loose. That's what I'm in danger of. And some of y'all, you try to go in your own strength without the word of God. You think because you've been in Sunday school a few times and learned a little something, now you got your chest stuck out. You thinking, come on, devil, I can handle you. And you going without the word because you don't spend no more time with Jesus in prayer or in the word. And now you thinking you going and going to whoop the devil without the word. And now you coming back crying and shaking. And now, God, why you let me? And when you get finished sobbing and crying and complaining and fussing, because you're going to get tired, for God would. And when you get tired, and God going to speak, and he ain't going to have to say many words, and he going to let you say, hey, you ain't prepared. Amen. I thought I was ready one time back in 90, I think that was 93. I thought I was ready to go full-time missionary work one time. I'm talking about full-time. Go in the field, blah, 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 whatever. And, you know, God has a way of showing you that you ain't ready when you think you are. So we had at the assembly, the church assembly we have each year. And I was at the assembly one year, and we had what you call the priesthood meeting, the ministers meet. In the meeting, and we discuss the scriptures and go over various subjects. And so this particular assembly during that time, they began to start talking about, there was some of the brothers there who already been out on the missionary field, like in Africa and all that. And they told about certain things they had to do for the word's sake. Certain things, see, there were certain customs over there. Now, I'm not talking about getting to sin now. I'm not talking about, but certain things you had to do, eat certain things that were set before you over there. And so when they got to talking, I'm sitting there, as they say, quiet as a mouse, because I'm sitting there thinking like, okay, Lord, I thought I was ready. But, and my eyes was open. And God showed me, he said, you're not ready like you think. You thought you was ready, but you ain't ready. Because the brothers, now, be honest with you, they were trying to tell him, well, brother Nate, you are needful here in this local right here. And you be honest with you, I heard them, but I didn't hear, okay? But that assembly that year, during that priesthood meeting, I got an eye-opener. And I started learning more how to carefully choose my words, amen? So, by grace, you are saved through faith, okay? Hallelujah. By grace. Amen. Paul said, not of works. Lest any man should boast. Not of works. See, Jesus took away the boasting of man. But the thing about it, he didn't make it hard for us to receive salvation. You understand that? He took away our boasting, but he didn't. It's not like he took it away and made it hard for us to receive salvation. He took the boasting away, but he made it real easy to receive salvation. But now you got societies and secret society organizations like the Masonic Order telling you, say, you don't need the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just do good works and pay your dues and you're going to heaven. Even off of something that God gave that was so simple, man tried to make it so complicated because they don't want to accept it. Amen. Amen. There is going to be some eye openers. There are going to be some more people. You know, and there's some already who have come out of Masonry. They have repented to the Lord and come out of it. And I ain't no doubt in my mind, more are going to come out of it. Okay? It's going to be more people that's going to come out. Because one thing I know, when your heart starts getting more tender toward the things of God and have a desire to know God more and to get in his word more, the dark place you in, you can't stay there. You will not feel comfortable. There's no way you can feel comfortable there. I found out the more you learn about Jesus, the more you enter Jesus, you're not comfortable just anywhere. For example, that's why, you know, many of us, you know, when we invited to these barbecues, I don't care if it's family barbecue. We go there, and cousin JoJo and Aunt Lucy and all them are drunk and cussing and everything, and we ain't there no more than 3 to 5 minutes. We leaving, and mama or grandmama and uncle or whoever, sister, looking at us wondering, why you leaving so soon? Because that bothers my spirit. My spirit is not comfortable in that place. See, that's why I can't understand. You know, some Christians being comfortable in places they ain't got no business being. I mean, how is you going? You talking about hanging out with the boys and y'all going to a strip club. And you talking about, well, I was just with them. I'm just sitting with them. I ain't do nothing. I was just sitting there. I ain't trying to. And I wasn't looking at no women up there. I was just sitting there because they wanted the boys out. I was just hanging with them. How can you sit comfortable there? See, it's even vice versa. That's why it's just like in an assembly meeting of Christ, for Christ. When the Spirit of the Lord gets to moving real good, that which is evil can't stay in that presence. That's why you find some people don't even want to go to church service. They don't want to go just because they talking about, you know, the church folks act like me. They don't want to go because that spirit that is driving them, that wrong spirit, know that they get in there, they may get saved. And so that spirit that control them and their unregenerated spirit won't be comfortable sitting in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, that's why I thank God for the word. See, and speaking on the word tonight, see, it just did something for my spirit. You understand what I'm saying? It's nothing like the word of God that charges your spirit. The Holy Ghost charges your spirit. Ain't nothing like it. Amen. And you look at today, this lukewarmness going on with the church, it's just ridiculous. It's awful. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's awful, people. Hallelujah. So we can't have salvation without Jesus, okay? You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. Hallelujah. Not without Christ. And I'm speaking this to you, especially you that are Christians that became Masons. And I'm telling you what you have accepted when you were joined the Masonic Order. You said, well, I didn't say it out my mouth. But you when you joined the Masonic Order, you accept all that came with it. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Because when it come down to it, even though the Masonic Order said, well, every man serve his own God, the Masonic Order specs for their rules to be uplifted above all. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what they expected. Just like when you join a fraternity and sorority. Oh, man. Who you think they expected rules to be exalted? Okay? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I just thank God for his word. I thank God for all you that have been listening tonight. Truly indeed. It's just been a blessing to be able to present this. I know that some of you that is Christians who became Masons, like I said, I know many of you did it in ignorance. But see, the Lord is showing his love for you as he is getting this presented to you, that you may have a chance to repent and come out of it. Because every ungodly thing, every ungodly organization, get this, is going to receive curses. Point blank. If you join an ungodly organization, you're coming into that curse that's going to come on him. Amen. Because you join yourself to it. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? That's why the Lord said in Scripture, come out of her. Come out of her. That's what the Lord said. He said, come out of her. And that's what you need to do. Praise be to God. So I thank God for another blessed broadcast this night. Amen. Lord say the same. I'll be back on tomorrow with another section of Masonry is Not Christianity. And like I said, I want to be led by the Spirit of God. Just look for the advertisement then. Praise be to God. So let us pray before we dismiss. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for another blessed day in the Lord. We thank you for another day and opportunity. I thank you for everyone that was listening, everyone that was tuned in, Lord God, in Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I pray that you will bless as they have heard, that you will touch their heart with this word. Let them know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. And once again, I thank God for all you who have been listening. This is Brother Nate. And may the Lord watch over you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.
make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me. Worship you.